Hello.
Perpetual Comedy here. Welcome, JRP. Only took you 8 seconds this time. I think that's a record for us. So,
I'm doing good. Same shit, different day.
Yeah. What's new? Anything?
Nothing new.
What's the newest buzz you've been hearing in the? Why don't you introduce yourself first? Obviously, I think people pretty much know who you are, but introduce yourself anyway.
Yeah. I'm JRP from the 315, and if you can't find me on social media, then hit me up on social media.
He's on all major platforms.
Yep, I'm trying to get 1,000 followers on TikTok so I can go live with you.
Yes, that would be ideal. But today, our topic is we're going to talk about the pay-per-view tomorrow, which is, funny enough, it's on a Saturday, SummerSlam. I think they did that because AEW is also having their pay-per-view on the same day.
They've been doing Saturday pay-per-views.
Yeah, and it never was like that before. But
yeah, they used to do it on Sundays.
Anyway, okay, so we're going to do our predictions and talk about SummerSlam. I guess we'll start with what's up with the Battle Royal? Like, is there an incentive if you win? Like, what's going on?
I actually have no idea. I just heard about this a couple days ago, and I guess Slim Jim's sponsoring it, and it's one of the largest sponsorships WWE has or something.
Yeah, they've had them since Macho Man.
Yeah.
My pick for that is LA Knight.
Me too.
They have to keep him. They have to keep him relevant because eventually I think they're gonna. I heard he's got some backstage stuff. I heard.
I haven't heard that, but I know he's 40 years old.
Yeah. So if
they're going to do anything with them,
if they push them enough, I mean, it could be like one of those things like a Kofi or a Big E where they just get like really push, get the title 6 months and then just kind of fade away.
Oh, yeah. Big E.
At least capitalize on the how big of a pop and how much merchandise this guy is selling.
Yeah. Speaking of Big E, his doctors told him not to wrestle again.
Damn.
So his future is up in the air with that.
I thought Orton wasn't going to wrestle again.
Yeah, supposedly his doctors said not to wrestle again, so I don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, and then they're talking about him coming back, so I'm wondering, is that a work?
Maybe, to get people invested in the SummerSlam or something.
Yeah, I'm wondering where he would show up. But okay, are you also going with LA Knight?
Oh, yeah, I'm going with LA Knight. I love LA Knight.
Yeah, I don't even know who's in it, but I honestly I don't even see anybody else winning this thing, to be honest with you. Maybe Austin Theory or something.
I don't think Austin Theory is in it, to be honest.
Okay, those are my only picks. All right, the second match is the women's match. It's Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler.
With the rumors of Ronda Rousey going back to the UFC after, who was it, Amanda Nunes? Retired. Yeah.
Retired.
I guess Ronda is going back to UFC, so I think Shayna Baszler is going to win this one.
I don't know if I see Ronda Rousey going back to UFC, though, but I still see Shayna Baszler is my pick here, but I don't know. She took a lot of years off, and she didn't have exactly a good exit. She was getting her ass beat on her way out.
Yeah, but I got to say, this story building of Ronda Rousey versus Shayna,
it's been really good. It might be the best storyline Ronda Rousey's ever been in.
Oh, I think it's like one of the best storylines in WB so far.
Yeah. I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah, so I don't know.
And she does have MMA experience herself, Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
She's got to get rid of those raccoon eyes, though.
Yeah.
Like the makeup, yeah. It looks kind of stupid, to be honest with you. That's just my, do you agree?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't understand it. It's kind of, anywho. All right. Why don't you start this one off? We're gonna do the Intercontinental match for the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, Gunther versus Drew McIntyre. Oh man, I thought that speaking of Gunther and Imperium, I think Ludwig Kaiser, I think that's his name, that one of the three members of Imperium. He had a match versus Matt Riddle on Raw this week, and he did this move, and the commentators called it the Kaiser Roll.
Oh shoot.
I was laughing so hard.
Gunther is a good wrestler though.
Oh yeah, like he
He
used to be.
doesn't have like a lot of personality, but like man, he really deserves a lot. But I don't, he doesn't really have a, I don't know, he'd have to get better on the mic.
Yeah, I love Drew McIntyre, but Gunther is making the Intercontinental Championship prestigious again. I think the Intercontinental title now is more prestigious than
I
what.
think, okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
He's making the Intercontinental title more prestigious than Roman Reigns with the three belts.
I think the last person to make it this relevant was The Miz.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I don't think, I think Gunther is going to break the record for Intercontinental Championship being held. And
Oh,
then I think
yeah.
he's, and then I think he's going to drop it because they're going to try to push him to one of the big belts.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think that too.
That's my opinion. So I am also going to go with Gunther because I think he's going to break Honky Tonk Man's record.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because there's a lot of good people on that list, but I think that's, I think that's their goal because he's so close to it. That's why I don't see it, and they want to really push him. So him breaking that would be like a huge accomplishment.
And the thing I like about his title reign is that he's defending it more than Roman Reigns. Because I think Roman Reigns has like 1,000 and something days that somebody did the math, and it's actually like 500 days or something that he actually defended the title.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. But Gunther, Gunther, Gunther. Yeah, the IC, my favorite IC belt was the one from the Attitude Era.
Oh, the globe or whatever, the
Yeah,
oval.
for sure.
Yeah,
But all right, so we're both going with Gunther, huh?
you know, I'm gonna, yeah, because even though Drew McIntyre came back, he's faced Sheamus and Gunther at WrestleMania, and I think Gunther's gonna keep the title.
Yeah, I know. At the same time, like I don't think they can keep burying McIntyre though. He doesn't deserve that. He deserves to win the big belt in front of a crowd, man.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So maybe this will, I don't, yeah, maybe this will go for a while until event he'll win like a match that's not for the title or something, and
Yeah.
eventually maybe McIntyre will win it and Gunther will go to the main event scene. Maybe they'll stretch it out. I don't know how
Oh
many
yeah.
days he has to. I have no idea how many days he has to break the record. I don't think it's that many.
Yeah, I think Honky Tonk was like 62 weeks, I think.
That would be a year and 10 days. Or, you know, a year and, oh shit, year and, was this 62 weeks? Oh shit.
I don't know.
But that, yeah, I don't know.
I'm so, oh shit. I wouldn't look it up on my computer right now, but
All
I'm
good.
playing D WWE 2K23 on my PC because it was free
Yeah, you were
for
telling
this
me.
weekend.
All right, let's go with the next match, which is this. I believe this is the third match for them. Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar.
They gotta have Cody Rhodes win. Wait, how many? Brock won and then Cody won,
Yep,
right? So it's
and
one
this
and
is
one
the,
still.
yeah.
So if they're really gonna push Cody to the moon, they might have to have him win clean on this one.
I think Cody's gonna win because I think eventually he's gonna, maybe he's still the one that, I don't, oh, there's so much going on because Cody didn't come back to not get a title. He's gonna get one eventually. It's just they're playing with us.
Yeah, he had it at WrestleMania until Solo came in and gave him the spike.
It's all leading to something.
Yeah.
And Yeah, I don't know. It's just the anticipation sucks, but it's great storytelling. It really is. All right, so you're going with Cody as well? Damn, we have the same. We have every single picks the same so far. Holy hell. Okay. The next one is the WWE Women's Title with the champion being Asuka, of course, versus recently returning Charlotte Flair, along with Bianca Belair, which these three are probably the three best in-ring performers the women's division has.
Oh yeah, like
You could definitely argue it. You could definitely argue it. I mean, people hate on Charlotte Flair, but if you're talking about in-ring ability, she, in my opinion, is the greatest women's wrestler ever.
Oh yeah, there's even like the lady who married Charlotte Flair's ex, Camille Brickhouse, who's on NWA. If you watch her matches, she does like the same moves as Charlotte Flair, so I think she's a copycat.
I mean, she did have a great chance with Ric Flair being her dad, of course, but like she
Yeah.
unbelievable. But are you familiar with the build up to this? How did this all?
Oh yeah, like Asuka beat Bianca, spraying that blue mist in her face. I think at
Okay.
WrestleMania, I think it was. And then Charlotte came back, and during Asuka's when they were giving her a new belt or something, and I don't really know the whole story, but
Fair enough. Who do you think is going to come out of this triple threat match?
oh man, with Charlotte being back, I think WWE might give the title to her, but I hope they don't, because she's been what, like 16 time.
Eventually, she's going to break her dad's record, but I don't think it happens tonight. I think Asuka retains.
Yeah, I think Asuka's gonna retain too. I think, but also speaking of SmackDown, have you watched Shotzi Blackheart versus Bayley, the whole feud going on between them,
I'm not too familiar with it. I've seen like little bits.
where Shotzi shaved her head and now for
Oh,
her
I did see
sister,
that, yeah.
and she came back on SmackDown tonight and with a black shaved head.
Oh, wow. I feel like the card is a little light. I don't know.
Yeah, they might add new matches.
We also have Ricochet versus Logan Paul.
Oh man, this build up's okay, but
Problem is Ricochet has probably one of the greatest in-ring ability, but his character and his mic skills are kind of bland.
yeah, like Logan Paul bringing his fiance up during the promo on Raw, I think it was this week. Samantha Irvin, or what, the ring announcer there. He was like, I hope Ricochet, you don't have a problem with your girl saying my name as the winner. Or something like that. And
Is there another match I'm missing? I feel like I'm missing another match.
there's
Besides
what.
well, we got the World Heavyweight Championship match.
The list I sent you is all the matches that.
Yeah, I can't look at a current. All right, so we got the World Heavyweight Champion match, Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor, but also you have Damian Priest holding on to that briefcase, and at any moment we could have a
Wait,
moment at some.
did we pick a winner between Logan Paul and Ricochet?
We didn't. I think they're trying to push Logan Paul to be kind of a star.
Yeah, I think they're doing that too.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Logan.
I'm gonna go with Logan too on this.
And all right, yeah, I guess that's a pretty simple match. There's not much to talk. I mean, it's been okay of a build up. It hasn't really been not much. But all right, we'll go into the World Heavyweight Championship, Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. Like I just said,
Ooh.
also have Damian and Priest with the Money in the Bank. So I think a couple things could happen here. There's definitely going to be interference, and when the match breaks down, there could be a lot of crazy stuff that happens.
Oh yes, freaking Finn Balor had 7 years since he won the Universal Championship at SummerSlam 7 years ago when they were in Brooklyn. But due to Seth Rollins injuring him, he had to vacate the title the next night on Raw.
And then
So,
Kevin Owens won it.
yeah, and so
That
I think Finn Balor, he's putting enough work where he should get a world title other than the NXT title that he was given back in the day.
So you're gonna go with Finn?
Yeah. And I also see if Finn doesn't win, then Damian Priest can will cash in on a beat up Seth Rollins and become the new champion.
You want to know why I would think? I think Finn wins. Damian cashes in and they turn on Finn, and Damian's the new champ.
Oh yeah, I can see that too.
That's what I think is gonna happen. Because I really do. I think they're gonna make he's gonna make it look like he's gonna like try to help or he's gonna like, maybe even try to help him win against Seth,
Oh yeah, definitely.
and then come with the briefcase and then like turn his back on him and then get he might manipulate him and then have Priest and Rhea Ripley as like the leaders. Surprised she hurt. I'm surprised she hurt. She doesn't have a match.
Oh, speaking of Rhea Ripley, people are calling her mommy. There's only one mommy, and that's Xenia did that on YouTube.
Okay. Oh man. All right, so I guess that leaves us with the main event.
Oh, yeah.
Then this has been the best storyline in WWE for a very long time, the Bloodline.
Oh, yeah. Since recently when Jay turned on Roman, I think it's Jay, right? Because Jimmy's injured right now,
Yeah,
currently.
he'll be back at SummerSlam, trust me.
But I've definitely like Jay as the main event Jay, or whatever they call him now.
I mean, yeah, he went as a tag team and he's main event in SummerSlam now. Like that's some real shit.
I've been watching him super kick Paul Heyman and Spear and Roman Reigns for like the past week
And he's
on Luke.
he's good on the mic.
Oh yeah.
It's it makes you the anticipation makes you wonder like what if he could win like
Oh yeah, he already beat Roman in the tag team match, so magic can strike again.
I'm conflicted because like I don't see his reign being ended and not being at WrestleMania,
Yeah.
but at the same time like I would love to see Jay win.
But you got to remember that Roman won the title versus Braun Strowman and
The
Bray
Bray Wyatt.
Wyatt at SummerSlam. So this might be the end of Roman Reigns' title reign.
And I'm gonna go out on a limb, but I'm gonna go with Jey Uso.
I'm gonna go with Jey Uso. I think magic's gonna strike again and main event
Something's gonna
Jey
happen,
Uso.
and maybe
Maybe Solo will turn on Roman.
what if The Rock shows up, Rock Bottoms,
Oh, I don't see that. I don't see that happening.
and then challenges Roman to a match at WrestleMania.
I like the fantasy booking on that one, but I don't think it's gonna
That
happen.
if he drops the title, that would be a huge match at WrestleMania in Philly.
Oh
Oh,
yeah. Are you still going to the WrestleMania in Philly?
I'm gonna find out. Tickets go on sale August 18th. I have to find out how much they are. If they're reasonably enough, yeah, I want to go for sure because it's on the stadium's 17 minutes from my house.
Oh yeah, if Rock beats Roman at WrestleMania 47, Jake Thomas can go in and give him the elbow
If
drop.
Rock faced Roman, there's no way they'd let Roman lose.
Oh yeah.
They would have Roman win again, then he'd get back in the title picture again. And then they'd give Jay his couple months. I don't know. But I feel like the story is definitely coming to its end.
Yeah.
But I did hear that they want the Bloodline storyline to take over after that, so what happens if Roman drops the belt and in that moment Damian Priest cashes in on the same night and then we got a new top storyline?
Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
there's a lot that could happen. I don't know. What do you
Or
how do you think? How do you think all this plays out?
Or maybe, Damian, you just gave me an idea. What if Finn wins the world title versus Seth, and then after Roman gets beat up by Jey Uso in the match afterwards, Damian Priest slides in and cashes on Roman and wins.
Ooh. Yeah, but are they still doing the cross branding and all that?
I think so. That's what they're doing, the Battle Royal. They're having SmackDown and Raw superstars compete in it.
Yeah, I don't see Damian cash. I think it would be,
because he can cash in on anybody. He can cash in on Carmelo Hayes on NXT.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Which I'm glad they sent Dominic to NXT to work on his craft.
Well, I think he is improving, and I think why they did it is to get more views for NXT and also to give him a belt, but not just force him to get a belt in the big leagues first. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Give him a belt to hold, keep building him up, and then maybe give him like a United States title or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? I think he is doing very good. You know, he's come a long way, and I think it's a slow burn with Damian Priest, I'm sorry, with Dominic.
Yeah. Like, I like the Rhea Ripley and Dominic pairing, I should say.
Mommy's always on top.
Oh, yeah. Exumi's always on top.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Oh, man, that's funny.
So you you're going with Jay as well? You think it's really going to be upset of the in last 10 years?
I want to say yes, but I think with WWE's thinking, they're going to throw in that swerve and have Damien cash in on Roman if Finn wins.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So you think Roman win? You think Roman's going to win and Priest is going to cash in on him?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that.
That would be a ridiculous ending to SummerSlam, that's for sure.
Yeah, with WWE thinking lately, I think that's going to happen.
You might be right. You might be right. It starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow?
I think so.
I will definitely be watching that, and then I'm going to watch the Jake Paul fight after that, which is funny because I heard Logan Paul asked Vince McMahon if he could go on first so he could take a private jet to go see his brother's boxing match.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Vince McMahon, I think he just got something from the federal government. A subpoena or something like that.
That doesn't sound good.
So there might be something going on there.
That sounds like a problem.
Oh, yeah, Vince McMahon's always got problems.
Yeah.
But I hope he shaves off that mustache, because...
Dude, he looks like... not Mickey Mouse. He looks like Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Ooh, Mickey Mouse is a product of Walt Disney, but he... Yeah, or that, or... Yeah, he looks kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He looks like something Chris Hansen should be... trying to catch.
My name is good. Yeah.
How to catch a predator.
Vince McMahon edition. Yeah, he needs to take a step back, permanent step back. It's his baby though. Like, you know, he built it into a worldwide phenomenon, and I know he's gonna have trouble just letting it go, but like, if you don't let it go, you just have to get rid of your old ways of thinking.
Yeah, Vince McMahon's only, he's almost, what, 80, I think?
He's got to be 78, 79, if not 80 already. He has to, there's no, you got to be close. I bet you he is.
Yeah, because they need some new ideas in WWE, because I think Triple H was doing a phenomenal job
when he was in charge. It was.
But now that Vince McMahon...
Oh, we didn't even talk about that. What if... Who won the woman's Money in the Bank?
Oh, Io Sky from Damage
Control. She's still floating around.
Oh, yeah. Maybe... Because she hasn't...
We never thought about that. We didn't think about that.
Oh yeah,
What if
because
he cashes in?
yeah.
In the triple, can you imagine? Charlotte wins and then she cashes in on Charlotte.
Oh yeah, because
The crowd would go nuts.
with Bayley occupied with Shotzi Blackheart now, Io's got to do something. So
That would actually, that's not a bad, I see, we should write for WWE. That was pretty good, right?
oh yeah,
What,
definitely.
dude, what would you do if that happened?
I would say good
I
for
do. I think I'd have to
Io.
call you. I'd have to call you immediately. I'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah, because Io, man, I liked how they brought her in. What was it, SummerSlam? It was when Becky versus Bianca and Damage Control debuted, like
Okay.
2 years ago, I think, or like 3 years ago, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think I remember that. That was I forget which pay-per-view that was.
Yeah, I think it was SummerSlam because it was outside.
Okay, probably. But I think we've hit on most of the topics that we were going to talk about. Is there anything else that you wanted to?
I kind of dislike Rhea Ripley now because she injured Liv Morgan. So Liv Morgan's on the shelf.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, they're trying to make her, you know, she's going to have a pretty long run.
Oh yeah.
I don't think she's going to lose for a long time.
But I can definitely say I don't like the way the women's and the men's titles look very similar.
Yeah, I had a feeling they'd do that, but I mean, it's not terrible, but like, I don't know. Yeah, it's kind
Cause
of.
it, cause if you look at Rhea Ripley and Seth Rollins' titles,
Yeah, it's backwards with the colors. That's all.
it's white, but
Yep.
and I think it's the same for SmackDown too. I think Asuka is the same as Roman's.
Right.
So
Yeah, they
I
gotta
don't
get
know.
a new belt thing and Paul Heyman and all that. Like, we just need one belt. Like, let's stop doing that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It will be. I will definitely be watching that. I'm going over to my cousin's actually tomorrow to watch it. So, me and her husband, we watch wrestling.
Oh yeah. Did you see the video of I made of that lady going, that man right over there is fake, and then you have Nick laughing in the
That
background.
was hysterical. What was that, the show Sexy Beasts on Netflix? You ever watch that?
Yeah. Oh no, I've seen that video on your page though.
If you just watch one episode, I'm telling you, you'll be in stitches. You'll be laughing so
But
hard,
I like James the Beaver though. That was funny.
dude. Some of them, the way that, oh my God, you got to, I'm just watch like an episode or two. Oh my God, you'll just laugh hysterically. It's funny shit. Oh man. Well, are you watching at your house tomorrow?
Probably.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go over there and watch
But I'm not really invested in SummerSlam like I usually am, because I usually like WrestleMania and Money in the Bank because they have like WrestleMania is that's one of the biggest shows, but the year. But with Money in the Bank, you get a briefcase with and you can cash in at least
Yeah,
see
I
it.
feel like something big's gonna happen at SummerSlam though.
Or yeah, maybe Randy Orton will come back and RKO Roman Reigns.
Oof, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
But then where's Cody playing all that?
Oh, speaking of Matt Riddle, did you hear he got his porn star mistress pregnant?
I did not.
Yeah, I guess she showed up at like an event and held a sign that said, "Hey Matt, I'm pregnant," or something.
That sounds like a problem.
Yeah, but he's divorced so from his other
Yeah,
wife, so.
it still doesn't look good to bring that to an event. Why would you do that, you know?
Yeah, I actually my aunt actually took a selfie with Matt Riddle at the
Oh, really?
first event we went to.
Yeah, I saw the pictures you posted. That was pretty cool. Yeah. But I think this kind of wraps up our podcast. But I will be watching it tomorrow, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
What time are you going to bed? I will talk about the podcast. Do you want to go on PlayStation Live?
Oh, yeah. I'm already on PlayStation.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. But
R.I.P. Pee Wee Herman.
All right. Why don't you give yourself a exit to the podcast, JRP?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you have just watched the Perpetual Comedy Podcast featuring Perpetual Comedy and JRP from the 315.
Thank you for watching, and remember, stay sweet.
Stay sweet.